Bueller? Bueller? Bueller?
He's sick.
Students at St. Joseph's University aren't even thinking about playing hooky for Joe Lenardi's Fundamentals of Bracketology class. And why would they? For just $249, aspiring bracketologists can learn how to construct a mock bracket from the most recognizable expert in the field. That's not to say Joey Brackets is the best.
I started watching the guy on ESPN, Joe Lenardi, how he did his bracketology and picking who's going to be in ahead of time. And I thought, well, let me give that a shot and see how I do. And I've been more successful than him over the past 3 years.
Shelby Mast handles accounts for a paper company in Dallas, Texas. But he also runs BracketWAG.com, one of the more accurate tournament seeding prognostication blogs on the internet. Mass says online bracketology can be another full-time job in and of itself.
As much as will allow, I'm watching basketball. As much as I possibly can. I've got a wife and kids, so I have to give up the TV for cartoons sometime.
Mass says he spends about 20 hours a week watching Division I hoops. Much like Mast, ESPN college basketball analyst Fran Fraschilla is a hardwood junkie. He says it doesn't get any better than March's selection process.
Because basketball is so popular, how we all discuss whether a team is on the bubble or not, or whether they're in the field or have to win their tournament, is part of what makes college basketball so much fun.
Figuring out what components of a tournament resume the NCAA selection committee actually evaluates, well, that's the tricky part.
Mike Slive, SEC commissioner, who I think chaired the committee last year, said it's the three W's and an H. Who you played, where you played, when you played, and how you played.
Fraschilla, of course, is speaking in generalities. There's way more to handicapping the field of 65 than just who, where, when, and how.
How many wins you have against the top 50 in the RPI, and how many good road wins you have.
That's Mass's take. And really, there are a handful of different theories on which criteria matter. That's what makes the science of bracketology an inexact one. But back to RPI for a second. Ratings Percentage Index. It's a number that always seems to resurface around this time of year. But just how much of a role does it play in shaping the chair arrangements at the big dance?
It is designed to help the committee sort of collate and categorize teams and see who's done well. And these are the kinds of teams they like to reward. But they didn't want to create a system that was going to do the thinking for them. This isn't the BCS. They just wanted something that to use as a guideline. And this is a pretty good guideline.
Jerry Palm started College RPI.com some 17 years ago. His brainchild is the most trusted database for RPI rankings. It's as popular a site for bracketologists like Lenardi and Mass as are Facebook and Google for the average web browser. But if all these guys are looking at the same information and crunching the same numbers, what separates a great bracketologist from a good one?
You just have to have knowledge of and know what to look, where to look and for the information and know what information that's more important than others, and just kind of have a feeling of what you feel like the committee's going to do come Selection Sunday with all the teams.
UConn alum Craig Gately helps run Bracketology 101 with his former college roommate, Chris Kulinich. He says years of experience and a unique projection prediction model has helped, but ultimately, it's a crapshoot.
It's not like I can put together a syllabus as to here's what you need to do and you're going to be a great bracketologist.
No, but Lenardi has. A current student taking his course calls his professor an open book. He says that's why Lenardi has become such a household name.
He's so accurate that based on being a good guy and showing that side of him and putting his great information together makes, you know, a perfect mix of the right guy that ESPN has found there.
Come Selection Sunday, 34 at-large bids will be handed out to teams across the country. And even experts like Lenardi, Palm, and Mast won't know for sure who those 34 teams will be. That's the beauty of bracketology. Zach Waldman, WAER Sports.